On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we're going to be revisiting our deserted island, and we have another special guest with us, and this special guest actually lives on an island of sorts. It's a rather large island. This, of course, is the UK, and we have with us Dr. Michael Reeves. Dr. Reeves is the director of Union, which is a ministry of Wales Evangelical School of Theology, where he serves on the Faculty of Theology. And he's our guest on this episode of 5 Minutes. And so I'd like to welcome him. Welcome, Dr. Reeves, to our episode and to our deserted island.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, on our deserted island, this is a special island. It's got a rather interesting library already.
Great. Sounds good.
You'll love it. We've got Augustine, works of Augustine, Luther, Calvin, Edwards. We've got Shakespeare, too. We'll throw him in, the bard. And, of course, we have a Bible. And so the question then is, you get to choose five. What would be your top five books for your time on this deserted island?
Oh, that's very hard. So I'm not allowed to choose any Luther?
He's already there.
He's already there. Okay, well, I'm this is a good place already. Okay, I would add to it Richard Sibbes. If I can have the whole works of Richard Sibbes, let's have it. But if I can't, I'd say The Bruised Reed. The Bruised Reed by Richard Sibbes.
There's number one. So we've got Sibbes. I'll let you take the whole work so you can have the
Thank
whole
Thank you, even better.
So you've got Sibbes. Number two.
Number two would be John Owen. And my work there would be Communion with God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is a wonderful work, pushing us to be more deliberately Trinitarian in a very day-to-day sense. So Sibbes, Owen, Communion with God.
Yes.
Athanasius on the Incarnation.
Yes. Now, is this going to be the edition that Lewis put out with Lewis's introduction?
Yes, I would want Lewis's introduction. I don't know if that would be a separate work or not, but that work is so good that it sort of stands alone by itself, really. So Athanasius' work is a work by itself. Lewis's introduction is, that's worth a book in
itself. Gold, it's gold, isn't it?
It's really
pure gold. So if you're not familiar with this, Athanasius, church father on the Incarnation, his work very influential in sort of the post-Nicene Creed moment, 4th century of the church. And C.S. Lewis wrote this just brilliant introduction to it. So, and you can find it online, so you should definitely track that down. So we've got two Puritans and we've got a patristics, church father.
Yes.
So we're up to number four.
I think I would say Roland Bainton, Here I Stand, which is it's a biography of Martin Luther, but it's also a story of the Reformation. And it was very important for me in understanding the beauty of Reformation theology, the beauty of Luther's gospel discovery. And it's just a cracking read.
It's a great read. And if you've got his works, you need the biography to go along with it.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to our fifth book.
Okay.
The last choice here.
Okay, if I'm allowed a fifth one, it's actually three different volumes. I'm going to go for Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow. Okay, I hadn't... That's a new one to be added to the library. So Tolkien.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. Have you made the trip to New Zealand?
I haven't.
On the list.
I live in the Shire myself. So.
That's right. I should have mentioned that. You live on that very large island of Great Britain, but you live in a delightful village outside of Oxford.
That's right.
So you have the village, you have the wonderful libraries of the colleges of Oxford University.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for?
It's a beautiful part of the world.
It's going to be hard for you to give that up, to go to your deserted island.
Well, the island does sound pretty good. It's this beautifully stocked library. I assume it's a nice sunny island.
You could have a sabbatical. All right, one last thing, and then we'll let you go. Those who visit our island who are authors, and you've written many fine books, very helpful for the church, they get to leave a book of their own behind.
Okay.
So of your books, which one would you like to be left?
I think I'd go for Delighting in the Trinity.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Which really, it was trying to get people to love the living God who's Father, Son, and Spirit.
Perfect. Well, we've been spending time here on 5 Minutes and on our deserted island with Dr. Michael Reeves. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from that early church father, Basil of Caesarea. Now perfect and complete glorying in God is this, not to exalt in one's own righteousness, but being aware that one is lacking in true righteousness, to be justified by faith alone in Christ.